Temperatures across the Midwest this morning are still downright nippy across most of the region, as sub-zero temperatures being noted down into portions of Iowa and touching on the northwest corner of Illinois, with positive single digits and teens occurring further to the south. This is just one out of the next 7 days, which will be very cold across a big part of the region. We're not expecting to see a lot of recovery. If anything, we're going to get colder before we get a chance to warm up any. There will be a number of days coming up here that will stay below zero for afternoon temperatures across the uppermost parts of the Midwest. Some of the lower portions of the region will do a lot better than that, but it'll still be colder by a significant amount. We'll expect to see some of the lower Midwest locations today seeing temperatures running mostly in the teens and some 20s. Tomorrow afternoon, there will be more of the same, but some of the coldest air may work its way just a little further south, so there may be some locations in parts of northern Missouri and central Illinois and central Indiana that stay in the single digits and lower teens throughout the afternoon tomorrow. As we move on into the afternoon on Friday, we'll expect to see a little bit of recovery with the lower parts of the Midwest getting back into the 20s and 30s, but the northern areas will continue to be in single digits and teens. And there will be some reinforcing colder air coming up as we go into the latter part of the weekend and on into early next week, so there will not be any tremendous improvement across a big part of the region for at least the next 7 days. Low temperatures at night will drop below zero in quite a few areas. Tomorrow morning will be one of the coldest mornings. We expect to see sub-zero readings again like today down into southern Iowa, northern part of Illinois, probably northwestern sections of Indiana. And the lowest temperatures as we move into Friday morning will probably again be below zero across many of the very same areas I just mentioned, in addition to portions of northeastern Indiana and northern portions of Ohio. We'll expect the coldest air to back off just a bit as we move on into Saturday and Sunday mornings, but it will still be just bitterly cold across the north half of the U.S. plains. The lower eastern Midwest will see probably the greatest potential for some warming to take place over the weekend, with low temperatures maybe staying up into some 20s and 30s possibly as we wait upon a storm system to impact parts of the region. Right now, the forecast continues to be focused on the most significant precipitation over the next 7 days, occurring as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week. We'll see a new region of cold air pushing through the northern plains about that time. There'll be some Pacific moisture from a California storm that will have dissipated by then, moving across the western portions of the Corn Belt, and this will occur as we move from Saturday into Sunday. And some of that moisture will help to stimulate some significant snowfall and a wintry mix of precipitation types across portions of the Midwest. So our sloppiest weather will probably begin to evolve as we go through the heart of the weekend, and it looks like most of the greatest snowfall potential will occur as we move from Saturday into early Monday of next week. Now, it looks as though the accumulations of snow will run anywhere from 2 to 6 inches across a large proportion of the region, with some potential for greater amounts. All we need is just a little bit more of a low-pressure system to develop across a part of the lower Midwest. We will end up with a significant storm system on our hands. So we'll continue to watch the evolution of this particular scenario very closely as we go out through the next couple of days. In the meantime, any precipitation that occurs prior to the weekend is expected to continue to be quite light and limited across the region, and we're not expecting to have any serious travel issues until we do get to the latter part of the weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.